my friend, and welcome to the Wayne Scherer Show. I'm Wayne Scherer, international speaker, author, entrepreneur, and this is Being Your Destiny. Got a really good, really excellent show this time around. A really excellent show every time around. This is very important because it's going to get people to be more interested and more wanting to have what you have by applying very simple techniques. You want people to say yes. Is that correct? You want people to buy your things. Do you agree with me? Well, then that's exactly why you need to listen to this episode all the way to the end, because I'm going to give you one simple technique that gets people to say yes. And you're going to laugh when I tell you what I'm going to tell you. But then you also got to want to pay attention because it gets results. All right, so before we get going, go ahead to the WayneScherrerShow.com. If you haven't done this, go to WayneScherrerShow.com, and lots of you have it. We're just like inches from 13,000 followers now, 13,000 subscribers to the Wayne Scherer Show. I've hit number two and holding number two, and I'm going for number one. So go to WayneScherrerShow.com and click the like button on the page in the upper left side. Really appreciate that. You're great. I love you for doing it, and I love you for taking just the few seconds it takes to make that happen. Okay, now, say yes. You want people to say yes. When you ask them to buy something, you want them to say yes. When you are working with people, you want them to agree with you. So, what's the trick? What's the one trick that is key to getting them into the mindset that they will say yes to you? Well, it's like I said, I told you, you're going to laugh, but the trick is get them to say yes. So you say, well, what are you talking about? You're going around in circles here. I said, no, I'm not going around in circles here. Because in the end, when you ask them to buy, you want them to say yes. But the way to get them to say yes is to get them to say yes early on in your engagement, whether it's an email, whether it's a speaking on stage, whether it's in a webinar, whether it's on a sales page. The bottom line is you need people to say yes. You have to get them in a mind frame of saying yes. My mentor, Dave Van Hoos, he taught me this, ingrained it in me, and he's so correct. The more you get people to say yes and agree with you, early on to simple things, very simple things, like one of his favorite things to do is by a show of hands, how many of you want me to show you how to make more money? Okay, that's right. That's a way of saying yes. If they put their hand up, they're engaged with you, and by putting their hand up, they're saying yes. All right, their mindset is agreeing with you, right? Now, you might think it's funny, so by a show of hands. Well, you can even use this on webinars, okay? Be creative. People, believe it or not, if you're engaging people and getting them going, they will do what you say sitting on a webinar. And by a show of hands actually gets them engaged. It actually gets them somewhat caught off guard. It's like, by show of hands. And, you know, it works great in audience, of course, a live presentation, but it works great even on a webinar because it gets them engaged, right? You want people engaged. But seven yeses equals a sale. That's kind of like the one of the magic things that's been rubbed in me. Dave Van Hoos goes over and over that with me. And also, you know, smiling when you ask them to say yes. So that's something you can't do when you're writing, but you can do when you're talking. And if you're visual on a video or whatever, remember to smile. I'm not too good at that. I'm not great at the smile thing. I can smile. I smile a lot when I start talking, and I can smile when I end. But smile while I'm talking is something I don't always do too well. I practice that. You have to practice these things, of course. You know, actors and actresses, they all do that very well, but they practice it. You know, they have coaches that that beat that into them, because smiling raises your voice and makes you sound happier. So when you ask them to do stuff like that, smiling is key to getting that yes state into their mind. Now, of course, you're saying, well, you can use that for evil. Well, of course you can, but if that's what you want to use it for, then I really don't want you listening to my show. Because this is about providing people quality products and services and getting them to buy it and use it. Because if you have what they want and need, then they should buy it. And one of the ways to get them to buy it is by using yes, by getting them to say yes. So maybe at the beginning of an email, what might you say? You might say something like, any yes response. Wouldn't you want to start making more money by the end of the month? Yes. Wouldn't you like it to be easy? Yes. Wouldn't you like it if you had somebody who would show you exactly how to do it? Yes. Okay, you get the idea? Simple questions where the answer to your target audience is obviously yes. So don't think, well, if somebody doesn't want to do what I'm doing, that they wouldn't say yes. Well, you wouldn't be sending your email to somebody that doesn't want to be doing what you're offering. You wouldn't be talking in front of an audience that doesn't want to do whatever it is you're talking about. If you are, then what are you doing there? You're wasting your time. You couldn't get them to say yes to even the simplest question. So the strategy obviously won't work if you're not talking in or writing to or addressing in some media, video, audio. If you're not getting them to say yes, they won't say yes if they're not your target audience. I mean, that's crazy. If you are in an audience where they're trying to sell you, shotguns, and they start talking about making money online, and so the guy doing the speech says, "You want to make money online?" And you're going to look at him, you're going to go, "No, I want a shotgun." That's what your mind is doing, right? So obviously we're talking about your target audience. So don't drift off into places and outthink this, okay? We are always referring to you getting your target audience to agree to you. And they will agree to basic questions like that. So, you know, my target audience is people who want to have their own business and want to be in business online doing multi-level marketing or affiliate marketing or even their own products or services. But they want to make use of online. They want to make money online. You want to make money using the internet, right? Now, so if you want to make money writing using the internet, then you have to start thinking about how you're going to get people to say yes. Now, in a long sales letter, I'll go back to you want to have them say yes probably about seven times at least. When you're speaking, Dave's rule of thumb is every 7 minutes, get them to raise their hand, say yes, agree, stand up, do something like that to keep them engaged. On a webinar, you would apply those same ideas as well to keep them saying yes, agreeing with you, engaged with you. In writing, you can only you might ask them questions that might catch them off guard. Let's see. Here's some of Dave's examples. Ask your audience a yes response question. These are right. I'm going to read these right from his own examples. This is Dave speaking. How many of you want me to share with you one of my secrets of closing from the platform? So he's talking to an audience that wants to be speakers. How many of you want me to share with you one of my secrets of closing from the platform? How many of you want me to share with you this amazing secret? It's going to double your sales. Put your hands up. Let me see them. Let me see them. So he asked for three yeses there. How many of you want to? And then he asked, how many of you want to again? This by saying amazing secret. And then he asked them to put their hands up. I've just given them a question that actually got three yeses out of them, even though he asked the same question. So that's getting their mindset that they want to hear what he has to say. They want to hear what they have to say. So here's another one he uses as an example. I'll teach you something else if you want. I'll teach you something else if you want. It wasn't an explicit question, but it was. If you want. Yes, I want. Put your mind to do. Yes, I want. What I want you to do is this. If you're serious and you want me to show you one more strategy, I'll share it with you, but you'll have to stand up and I'll tell you. So he's talking to an audience and he can stand up. But you can actually do that on a webinar. And then you can ask them, all right, show me your hands. How many of you are actually standing up at your desk? Seriously, don't lie to me. And you know, like on GoToWebinar, they have a little hand raiser and things like that. So you can use that tool. Tell them, click the hand raiser if you're standing up like I asked you to right now. And, you know, you'll get responses. You really do. So just go ahead and stand up, he says. I'm going to share with you this one strategy to show you how to close more. All you got to do is get off your butts and make it happen. That's the strategy. You guys could laugh. So he got them engaged. He got them to stand up. He got them to say yes twice and stand up. So that's actually three yeses. So he got three more yeses in that one statement. So you getting how this works? Do you understand how important yes is? Do you see how simple it is to make a yes question? It's something that you get people to do that's very, very simple. And by default, if they're your target audience, they have to agree with you. They cannot not agree with you. I mean, who wants to have a bigger list full of buyers? Who wants to have more customers buying from them starting next week? Who wants their multi-level marketing business to get new downline signups every week without you doing a whole lot of work and having to make a lot of cold calls? All right? If any of you are saying no to any of those questions I just asked, then you're probably on the wrong podcast, right? Think about it. So if you want to do those things, I mean, that's why I set up the Easy Lead Network. You apply for the Easy Lead Network, but we have four opportunities there: the 7-minute workout, the Pure Leverage, the Power Lead System Funnel, and the Empower Network. All are very, very easy to sell. And if you want to get people in your downline and start getting them regularly without all the struggle, if that's you, then you want to go do this application, easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar. Just go there, fill it out. If you're serious, if complete the application, I'll review it and contact you. And I'll bring you on board, and you'll have all the things I just said. You'll learn how to make your audience say yes. You'll have tools and marketing funnels and everything you need to get people to say yes. You want people to say yes. You want them to subconsciously agree with you. Am I correct? Put your hands up, really. No, stand up right now and put your hand in the air and shout, yes, I want people to agree with me and get on my downline and be working with me. Yes, and I want them to do it easily. Yes. Are you standing up right now raising your hand? Okay. See, I just pulled all that stuff on you. But do you see how I just worked it into just what I was saying? Now, the emails are very, very simple. I mean, you just do that at the beginning of an email. You tease them a bit. You make them agree that they want what you're about to ask for before they see what you're about to show them. Because you're going to offer them a solution that gives them the way to get the yes. Makes sense? So I've said that in about several different ways. I've said the same different things, but I am actually saying it in several different ways on purpose. You need your audience to say yes. It is vitally important. So that's the final message I have to get over to you. And it wants you to understand and embrace. Will you embrace this? Will you start using it tomorrow? Will you start trying questions that get your audience to agree with you that are simple and related to the problems they want it solved? Will you do that? All right. Great. You are in then. When you start doing that, you will get more response. It may not be instant the first time you do it, but if you start using it consistently, whether it's speaking, whether it's a webinar, whether it's your emails, whether it's your sales pages, whatever it is, whether it's talking directly to clients, if you can get people to agree with you more often, then they are more likely to buy what you have to offer. It's not about tricking them. If you use this to trick people, then you are evil, okay? This isn't about tricking them. This is about talking to people that actually want what you have, but they haven't agreed to buy it from you. And if you're giving them good stuff, good services, then you must use these techniques in order to ensure they can get the advantages that your products and services offer. All right? Does that make sense? You want to make that work for you? You see how that can make a difference in your life? You see how this could make your life better and you achieve your goals? All right. You see how I just made you say yes 4 more times? So go to Easy Lead Network right now, and we'll put your audience in a yes state immediately and help you work on many other aspects of that. Fill out the application, easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar. I'll see you there. This is Wayne Scherer. This is the Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. I'll see you on the next episode.